workers in charities and agencies contracted by the state to provide healthcare have voted in favour of industrial action. What are known as Section 39 workers accuse the government of failing to honour an agreement struck at the Workplace Relations Commission back in 2023. You'll recall that their situation became an issue during the election campaign when a Section 39 worker questioned the Fine Gael leader Simon Harris at a supermarket in Kanturk in County Cork. Damien Ginley of SIPTU's Health Division is on the line. Good afternoon. We've just got the result in. It seems as though the vote has been pretty overwhelming. Can I ask you first of all about the people you represent? How many of them are there and what in the main do they do?
Good afternoon, Rachel, to you and your listeners. Yeah, we've just concluded the ballot there on behalf of our members who work in Section 39 organisations. So we balloted in the region of 5,000 workers across the state in 21 organisations who provide, through a contract, services on behalf of the state in our community. So in the main, the workers carers in predominantly disability services, but they also work in a range of other community-based services, be it elder care, etc., and provide important services on behalf of the state.
Now, this dispute has been running for a very long time, and there had, I think, been a belief that it was resolved. So what's gone wrong?
Yeah, unfortunately, in October 2023, as you alluded to in the outset, a WRC agreement was brokered at 4 a.m. in the morning when industrial action was due to come in at 8 a.m. that morning, which provided the pathway to resolve the issues within the sector and re-establish the pay parity relationships for our members. Unfortunately, we spent a number of engagements at the WRC in the last 12 months trying to have that agreement implemented in full across the sector. And to date, we have been unable to do so because the government departmental officials attending have not been given the mandate necessary to implement it in full, resulting in obviously the course of action our members have overwhelmingly backed today.
The Minister for Children, Disability and Equality, the new Minister, Norma Foley, has said she does have a plan to resolve this. So before threatening a strike, should you wait to hear what's on offer?
Unfortunately, we've heard a lot of plans and comments from the government in various forums over the last number of months. As you said at the outset, it became a central issue in the lead up to the general election. Both the then Taoiseach and An Taoiseach both committed to implementing pay parity.
And with that, we seem to have lost... Oh, sorry, you're back again. Sorry, we lost you briefly there. Please continue.
Sorry, yeah, apologies. I was just saying there, unfortunately, our members have heard this in the past, as recently as in the lead-up to the general...
I think this line is going to keep on causing us trouble. Listen, just briefly, if you could, because the line is breaking down on us.
Sorry,
you're due back
yeah.
before the Workplace Relations Commission next week. What do you hope will happen there?
Yeah, sorry about the line. From our point of view, we want the government to implement the agreement from 2023. We want the government to advise the negotiators coming from their side that they have the mandate to implement it in full. On the 6th of February last, An Taoiseach Simon Harris advised the Dáil that he would mandate the department officials to implement the WRC agreement in full to deliver pay parity for Section 39 workers. And that was in response to a question from Deputy Claire Curran. And that's what we want and that's what we need. And the time for talking is coming to an end if we don't get positive movement next
week. But if you do get movement next week, presumably there won't be a strike.
Well, obviously, if a proposal comes forward that resolves this matter, then there's no need to engage in industrial action. But there has to be a strong commitment from government that they're taking the matter serious this time, because we have a strong mandate from our members in the as a result of the failure of government to implement the agreement from 2023. So they have waited a long time. So there has to be a very strong commitment from government on Monday to allow us progress this matter.
All right. Damien Ginley of SIPTU's Health Division, thank you for joining us on the line.